You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hello everyone, this is John Arana once again here in Escapology.com podcast. Once again, we will be talking about business strategies, startup strategies, and some I'll be sharing to you guys some insights on how to start if you are fully employed right now and would like to have your own part-time business and you are confused on what business to start, you have a little capital or and all those kind of issues of being an employee. So the reason I'm excited to share all this insight in my blog, particularly doing this podcast, was because back in 1999, after graduating from Adamson University after finishing my degree in computer engineering, I was hired as a web designer by a local internet service provider here in Ortigas in Pasig City. And after working for just 2 years back then in the web, I already felt and saw the limited opportunities that employment can give me. Limited in terms of income, limited in terms of time for you to be able to enjoy the money that you are getting, right? So after 2 years, as I've said, I started to become restless and thinking about life and what else do I have or what other options, you know, that I have. And growing up, I don't really have a parents who are entrepreneurs, and so I have to kind of figure it out myself. So after a while, a friend told me about the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. He advised me to read it, so I bought one copy in National Bookstore. And then after that, it just kind of opened up my mind on what really I want to be. And the tiny little book really helped me to see what else in there than just your job or your job, right? So from there on, I started different businesses. I started a restaurant, I started a retail, I started a pharmacy, I started consulting, but really none of those really made me successful in terms of, you know, long-term income and all those kind of stuff. So after several years of sort of wearing different hat as a web developer, programmer, and then at the end of the day being an entrepreneur, a business owner, I finally decided, you know, to quit my job at a certain point where I felt, you know, maybe this is the right time for me to start my job, or to go full time rather in my business. So, cut the story short, it was a big mistake, but I learned a lot. It was a big mistake because immediately I lost over 2.5 million with that in a very short span of time after quitting my full-time job. So I was humiliated, I was humbled, I was disappointed in myself for what happened, but I believe it's for a reason. God has a reason for that. So I went back to employment, sad to say, and it was really an humbling experience because after you've stopped being an employee for quite a while, it's harder to go back to your career, right? So at the end, I started to work in the mall, mapping floors and stuff like that. So imagine if you are a professional for several years, you have a nice desk, a nice office, and some perks in a professional world, then suddenly you're mapping floors, this and that. It's really an humbling experience. But at the same time, this was the time where I created what I call my safe escape plan. Basically, this is certified criteria or plans or strategies that I have where I can safely transition from being an employee to become an entrepreneur. So, but obviously, you know, it requires some discipline and hard work on my part. So, but eventually I started a part-time business, and then eventually this part-time business started to make money. And the first, I would say, milestone for me is about starting to make about $250,000, which is I think a little over with my rather it's bigger to what I've making that time, really working in the mall, mopping floors, selling cell phone, all those kind of stuff. So, and then this part-time business eventually turned into making about $10,000, or a little over half a million pesos, and I'm still full time. So it was really an exciting year's time for me to see all the effort and hard work that for me to also to see, experience, realize that it is indeed possible to start your own part-time business and have a safe transition from being an employee to become an entrepreneur. So that's what really my story is. And then after making that much, I paid off all my debts from my past business failure, and then hired people, and you know, as what they say, you know, that's the beginning of everything for me, and I never look back with regards to employment. So today what I would like to share to you guys is another answer to a lot of questions that I'm getting from my blog and email and Facebook messages. And basically they're asking, it's a different question, but frankly I can give you the same answer for all those questions, right? So a lot of people are confused on what business to start. They say, you know what, I have this X amount of money as a capital, you know what, I have this a big lot somewhere in the province, right, the hectares of lots or the province, what should I do with this, and all those kind of stuff. So like franchising opportunities, business opportunities, should I get this, should I get that, should I borrow four million pesos from the bank to pursue this kind of business, this and that. So I would like to share you a story. Imagine for a second that you are in the mall, or rather it's Saturday, so you are free to sort of do your own stuff, so you don't have work. And then, you know, we wake up in the morning, and then you decided, you know what, I would like to go to the mall and buy something, right? So you just made up your mind, you want to buy something. So, you know, so you go to the mall, whatever it is, say Mega Mall man yon, or what, Mall of Asia, or Trinoma. So you decided, you know, I want to buy something, right? So as soon as, you know, mag-open up yung mall, you've been there, you sort of browse the mall and look around, and then after about 2 hours, you know, being in the mall, you know, lunchtime na, you get hungry, so you've ate your lunch and this and that, and then after that nag-mall ka ulit, you know what, nag-mall ka ulit, trying to buy the something, right? You just want to buy something. After 2 hours, you know, napagod ka na, you felt the pain in your legs, and you pagod ka na basically, and then you ask yourself, you know what, this is not going to work. Just being saying something, which I want to buy something, will not gonna work. So you decided, you know what, I'm gonna buy a pair of shoes, right? So okay, so much better. Pair of shoes. So you know, if you go to a big malls like Mall of Asia, you know that there are a lot of stores selling shoes, right? So you visit different stores, you check it out, and then, you know, whenever you go to this kind of store, there's a sales lady who's gonna help you or try to help you out. Hi, sir, how can I help you? Or ano pong hinahanap nila? Or something like that, right? So you say, no, not right now. I'm just browsing. I'm looking around. Thank you. So, and then, you know, after a couple of hours doing this, you made the decision, shoes, you still can't make decision, right? And then you finally realize, you know what? I would like to buy leather shoes, a pair of leather shoes. Okay, so now, finally, you have what I call criteria. So imagine this. So back then, much easier for you to choose which store that you're going to buy from. And if somebody asks you, how can I help you? Say a sales lady, she can actually help you find a better pair of shoes that you like or that will fit in your budget, right? So why I'm telling you all this is when you're choosing a business, you have to have a clear criteria of what you really want, right? Or you must have a criteria rather to help you make a decision. So with the story earlier that I told you, that the reason it took him a while to buy a pair of shoes, because when he started going, when he went to the mall, the only criteria he has in mind is something, to buy something, which is not enough for you to find what will be the right thing for you, right? Same with the business. If you don't have a solid criteria on what kind of business, what kind of life, what kind of lifestyle you want or your business will give you, it will be difficult for you to find the right business. That is the reason why a lot of Filipinos lost their money, spent a lot of time, wasted their time in different businesses and opportunities, because they don't have a clear criteria of what they want. So that's why pag kasi may lumapit sa'yo, ask you, hi, this franchise will only require you to invest X amount. Oy, mura lang, so I'm gonna get that, right? And then somebody approach you, you know what? I've joined this new business opportunities. You make this amount of money. You're not gonna do a lot of things. You make a lot of money. Again, you gotta grab that, right? So you keep grabbing things. Why? Because you don't have clear criteria. You don't have a clear criteria on what kind of life or business, how much money you wanna make, and how do you see your life after several years with running this business, right? You don't have a clear criteria, so you have to figure out. That's why I always advise people, especially those who don't have experience in business, especially those who don't have a business yet, is to build a criteria. They have to think about your life first. What kind of life? And then also think about the combination of your passion, resources. What passion? When I say passion, what do you mean by passion? Meaning a topic or a business you are passionate about, right? So you want to think about that, something that excites you. Now, having passion alone is not enough. That's why I gave you different elements in my report, in some of my blog posts, or I believe in the past podcast, I also mentioned different things like resources. What kind of resources? When you say resources, it could be a network of people. It could be money, right? It could be a property. And then what kind of experiences you have in your corporate job, for example, or experience in the past. What skills, what talent, what gift you feel that you have, right? So you have to all think about all these things in your life. And this will be the basis, or this will help you to build a criteria for you, what kind of life, what kind of business that you want. So, and with that, two things will happen. First, you will be able to see what will be the right or perfect business for you. And with that, you have higher chance of succeeding if you sold that business, that the right business for you, because you've studied yourself, you know what you want, you know the criteria, you know the X amount of money that you want to make, so you have that. And second thing is, you will not be victimized by different franchising and business opportunities that are roaming around right now. Because frankly, a lot of these people are not there to help you make money, right? They are there so they can make more money out of you. And that's scary. And that's what I'm trying to save a lot of Filipinos right now, a lot of OFWs, or I've saved a lot of money in abroad and sacrifices only to be fooled by these business opportunities, and I don't want that to happen. It hurts me, it pains me to see people like that, because I've been there, I've been through it. I want to repeat the process, right? So that's it for today. I just hope that you guys learn a lot. Scopology.com. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/escapology. And if you may also, please share all our posts and blog posts and even our other messages in Facebook. Once again, this is John Urania. To your freedom, have a great day. Bye-bye.